Boko Haram takes a page from the Islamic State's playbook. Ever want to do more than just give when it comes to missions? Stay tuned. There's a story for you today. And a ministry is looking for unique women. Details are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Well, it's happening. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Boko Haram took Gwoza, a town on the northeastern border of Nigeria, last week and created a caliphate.
It really does show a change of direction, and I think it shows the influence of the Islamic State and the success that they've had in Iraq and Syria.
But can they keep it?
I don't think that Boko Haram has the manpower or the military expertise or the equipment to sweep through wide swaths of land in Nigeria and really maintain control.
Gwoza's fall was brutal and scattered 15,000 people. Militants want to eradicate Christians from the area. Now, as you pray for strength of believers, they're asking you to pray a harder prayer.
Pray that there will be a move of God's Spirit that will draw these terrorists to become believers in Jesus Christ and to follow him.
In spite of everything, it's still about the gospel. Will you stand with them? We'll connect you through a link at our website. Next, we often talk about how natural disasters and humanitarian crises can open doors for the hope of Christ. Baptist Global Response is on the ground working with Syria's refugees. As a result, they're sharing stories of loss, grief, despair, and hope. Well, today, we're sharing Anshu's story with you. He watched his family get blown up in Syria's civil war. He fled with the remainder of his family, nearly giving up hope. Well, God intervened. Read the rest of his story at our website. This is Mission Network News. Sometimes you need to take a step of faith. Christian Resources International is putting that faith into practice as they prepare for a huge event in the Philippines this fall. CRI collects your used Bibles and Christian books and delivers them to Christians who request them overseas. The executive director of CRI, Jason Wolford, says the past few days have been historic for their ministry.
In 5 days, we have packed and sent over $3 million, that's a used book value, of free Bibles and Christian books to the Philippines. We've sent 6 sea containers. This is the first time that we've ever sent 6 in 1 week.
Why 6? They're heading there for a week-long gospel outreach, which will culminate in a huge gospel meeting in Manila.
We are going to be able to minister to over 10,000 people, where each person will get a Bible and a Christian book.
Where's the faith part? Well, they sent the containers praying that God would provide the funding. Answer God's call, would you? Support the Bible and book delivery through a link at our website. Meanwhile, if you've ever wished you could do more for a ministry than write a check, listen to this story. Kristen Hitchcock of Orphan's Heart says their donors face that dilemma.
They're wanting to help children, but they want to kind of know what they're doing and how they're helping.
That's why Orphan's Heart teams up with the Women of Compassion Giving Society. Now, this group of 120 U.S. women meet every year to vote on a project that will receive $1,000.
It's different every single year. You never know what's going to be on the ballot that they're voting on. And it all has to do with helping children to come to know Christ in some way.
The Women of Compassion are more than fundraisers, though. Learn how you can team up with them at missionnetworknews.org.
There's so many opportunities for them to go on mission trips and to kind of stay in the know of what's going on across the world.
And have you ever been asked to find a woman? Now, we're not talking about dating here, okay? The International Mission Board's asking college students to serve with them for a semester in India. For 6 months, female students will help Southern Baptist missionaries connect with the hidden women of India and introduce them to Jesus Christ. This adventure isn't for the faint-hearted, though. Find more information and connect with the IMB at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a great resource. The film's about the power to change the lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer. Just call 1-800-995-4828 and request it, or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.